Dave Eustace, what are we doing with Tysonic today?
She's been unlucky this prep, to be honest, and I thought she'd be right there if she gets a bit of luck.
Which one's your best?
I'll go with Tysonic.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
Tysonic, driven out, just in front, and just won.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Well, to be honest, we need a winner. That was from last week. We've had a challenging week, but it is only Thursday, so there's still two more opportunities for winners on the early mail. Dave Eustace will join us shortly. It's a good move from Joey to go to Dave Eustace because they're having winners left, right and centre, and you'd like to think we might be able to get one today. But before we get to Dave, we've got to get the latest track information. Michael Suey joins us from Mornington. Michael, good morning to you.
Morning, guys.
What have we got today? The weather's been pretty good since a fairly wet weekend. What are we playing on today at Mornington?
Currently heavy eight, and you're right, we've had 24 mils of rain for the week. So the going sticks at 9.4, and the rail will be at 8 metres for today.
Okay, 8 metres, going stick 9.4, heavy eight. Are you happy with what you've been able to do despite that rain from a few days ago?
Yeah, it's improved since 2 days ago we're on a heavy 10, so it is improving. Slightly, and it's quite windy today, so that may help as well, but there is some showers forecast. Hopefully that don't eventuate, and if that happens or doesn't, we may then upgrade to a soft seven, but just see how the showers play out.
All right, fantastic, Michael. Hopefully those showers stay away and we might even get to a seven. We'll speak to you soon.
Beauty. Thank you.
I'm Michael Suey, track manager at Mornington. Maisie, you've got Dave Eustace ready to go.
Big responsibility. We've got to try and get a winner today. I was up off the bench very late this morning, so this is a large responsibility on a Thursday. Dave Eustace joins us. Dave, good morning and welcome to RSN.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
We're going well. Hopefully you can get us a winner as I fill in for Half, who had a toothache at about 5 to 6 this morning, so I'll be able to brag about this to him for 5 weeks if I get it. Will John's your first up in the first, race one number three, $3.20, last start winner. How do you rate his chances today?
Yeah, we think he's got a great chance. He'll stay. He'll handle the ground. He's probably a slightly better hook on top of the ground, but has form on wet tracks. And he's always just absolutely thriving, so he'll be hard to beat.
Oh, that looks very promising. Then next is race five, number two, Cataracta, New Zealand horse. Came fifth last start at Moonee Valley in July over the heavy. How will its chances be today?
Yeah, we're just still monitoring that race. She's not a guaranteed starter. Acceptance just to see how the race came up, but got a bit of depth to it, so she might not go.
All right, race six, number eight. You've got the Gouch going around, who was second at Sale first up. How can the Gouch go second time round today?
Yeah, we thought his first out run was very good. Hadn't run for a long time. He's still a colt, and just blew out the last bit on heavy track, but loomed like he was the winner and just got tired. So run under his belt, handles the ground. He'll run a big race.
$5 chance at tab.com.au. And then we head to the eighth today, number five, Deal Breaker, to be ridden by Alora Lafferty. This over 1,500 metres. Last start was back in the 5th of August at Cranbourne, where he got a placing. How do you see Deal Breaker running today?
Yeah, he's not the easiest horse to catch, Deal Breaker. He can run a little bit in and out, but he's best fresh. We're trying 2,000. The ground will be okay. We think he'll stay. So he's certainly got a nice each-way chance without being a certainty.
All right, Deal Breaker there in the eighth for the Mar Eustace stable. Currently an $8.50 chance at tab.com.au. But the way you responded off the top is Will John, race one number three, your best of today, Dave?
Yeah, I think so. I think I've early mailed him before anyone, so we'll go with him and hope you get a bit of luck yourself. He's riding under the Jericho, that will. So I'm not saying he has to win, but we'd be disappointed if he didn't.
Good luck today, Dave. Hopefully we can get a win with Will John in the first at Mornington today over 3,080 metres. All the best.
Cheers, you too.
There we go. Will John, race one, number three, over 3,080 metres today. A $3.20 chance at the moment at tab.com.au. Whitey, and I'll be able to brag the half about that for about 5 years.
Yeah, well, you'll get on the promo. That's the key.
Wow.
If that can happen this morning or this afternoon with Will John up against our Venizen, Big Dog's horse. So that becomes a real battle. Before we go to the news, a couple of things.